Aye, Mr. Graham.
Commissioner, this is should be relatively quick. Section 15.2-2903, parent 7 of the code, directs that the Commission on Local Government periodically maintain an updated listing of all of the state and federal mandates on local government. This was enacted several years ago. Executive Memorandum 1-98 requires that each executive branch agency periodically reassess the mandates that are listed and alter or eliminate them if they're no longer necessary to maintain. Several years ago, the tidal wetlands zoning ordinance and the coastal primary sand dune ordinance were listed as local mandates. By letter dated April 19, 2000, Commissioner Pruitt then asked the Commission on Local Government to reevaluate those mandates. We felt that since they were model ordinances that were optional for adoption, that they really shouldn't be mandates on local government. However, the law does specifically state that if they elect to adopt and administer it locally, they are required to provide reasonable secretarial, clerical, legal services, and meeting space. We asked the Attorney General's office what that whether that was a valid position. The AG said, really, it's a substantive matter. So the commissioner went to then Secretary J.P. Woodruff and Woodley and asked him whether they were mandates. To make a long story short, we were told, yeah, they're mandates and they're listed, and so you have to reevaluate them every 5 years. We did evaluate them in 2000 and shortly thereafter. They were put into the catalog, and we were given a mandate assessment period of March 1st through May 31st of this year. Shortly after that period started, I went out to all 36 localities asking them if they had any comments and the cost of implementing it, suggestions. We received responses from 6 localities, which were in your book. Basically, you know, our position as a staff would be that, in keeping with the executive memorandum, we would recommend that you move to retain the 2 listed mandates. The only alternative would be state assumption, of the program in its entirety. And if you move to retain those, then we would get the commissioner to send a letter to Secretary Bryant, which could be forwarded to the Commission on Local Government, saying that we've completed that assessment period and we're recommending retention. If they agree, it would be reassessed in 5 years. So,
any questions from the commission? What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve staff recommendation that we retain the 2 listed mandates.
Second. Second by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. Thank you. All right. The next item on the agenda is the public comment period. We've had a couple people indicate an interest in speaking. The first gentleman is not there. He is, and also had a Bob. You told me that Mr. Francis Chesser was here. Mr. Chesser, good to have you with us, and you'll be speaking in a few minutes. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Ellis James, and I reside in the city of Norfolk. First, I want to thank the commissioners for that very thorough and, once again, much-needed discussion involving the issues of overdredging. I'm not going to revisit that because that wouldn't be very appropriate, but I would like to discuss the issue in some general terms in view of what has taken place. There have been a number of incidents over the last several years that I've had the pleasure of watching you, Mr. Commissioner, conduct these meetings. I was a neophyte at the beginning. and I'm beginning to learn, and I deeply appreciate